Eric Hansen spends his time traveling to faraway places and writing about it. His new book, Motoring with Muhammad, is about his experiences in Yemen. Book critic John Leonard says it has relevant observations about the country and its culture.
Late in this graceful and witty account of two seasons in the Middle East, after so many frustrations and surprises, Eric Hansen tells us, "The point of my journey had shifted. When I first returned to Yemen, the country and the people merely provided an exotic backdrop for my search. But perhaps there was more sense in embracing new experiences than in wandering about in search of the old ones. After all, it wasn't exactly the Holy Grail I was looking for." If you're not sure where Yemen is, it's just south of Saudi Arabia. If you wonder what Hansen was looking for in his second trip in 1988, he sought the travel diaries he had left behind the first time, in 1976, after a shipwreck in the Red Sea, after synchronized dolphins and Eritrean goat smugglers, after being stuck on a desert island with 10 pelicans, and stuck for 10 days in a Yemeni prison as a suspected Soviet spy. He had buried these diaries of 7 years abroad, on the beach, in a Dacron sail bag. They included short stories, maps, recipes, love letters, language lists, and tips on how to subdue a camel by sitting on its head. Hansen went back for his writer's capital. What he sees is certainly exotic. The fabulous capital city of Sana, for instance, with the call to prayer from a white minaret, gingerbread fantasy and geometric squiggle, the sawtooth pattern and the zigzag frieze and the nippled domes of Ottoman mosques, a restaurant lunch like a rugby scrummage, and a bathhouse workout over slow fires fed by cow skulls, old rubber thongs, and worn-out truck tires. Sitting in the cafeteria of hope, waiting for a call that never comes from someone he refers to as the slave of God, he sees at dawn a white dove, a dervish, and a beggar in a wheelbarrow. Motoring with his driver, Mohammed, who'd rather shop for sheep than stop for sights, Hansen also sees Sabid, a 12th-century center for Quranic studies, and Yafras, the original home of the Kabbalah, and Barrakesh, where he is shot at in the 1,500-year-old calcite ruins. Besides seeing places, he meets people, at weddings and funerals, on fishing boats and in government offices, eccentric Orientalists, French jailbirds, security cops at the fingernail factory, paleontologists, Peace Corps volunteers, and little boys playing darts with discarded hypodermic syringes. He spends many an afternoon with medical students and a water pipe, chewing the green mush of the mildly narcotic Gat, and finds it to be a marvelous socializing experience, better than barroom drinking. He goes into the prisons to discover that Islamic justice is more sophisticated than the West thinks. He even comes to appreciate, and I quote again, the time-honored Yemeni tradition of taking hostages in order to bring attention to important grievances. And of course, the exotic is politicized. One reason it's so hard to get back to Hansen's offshore island is that the border areas, archaeological sites, oil fields, and tribal lands are strictly off-limits for security reasons. There may be training camps for the PLO on several of these islands. The Saudis sponsor a lot of border trouble. The Russians are said to offload military supplies somewhere near Salif. The goat smugglers are also smuggling assault rifles for civil war in Ethiopia. How these politics are subverted by the kindness of strangers, you'll have to discover for yourself by reading Hansen. But I'm reminded in his wonderful company how little I know about the Middle East that we're so busy bombing back into the Stone Age.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Motoring with Muhammad by Eric Hansen.